Here's Rita Smith, the curator of the Baldwin Collection of Children's Literature.
Passing on the notions of acceptable behavior to its children has always been an important task for any society. Manners education was, in fact, part of the curriculum in the American colonial school, and one of the most popular manners books throughout the 18th and into the 19th century was Eleazar Moody's book for children, The School of Good Manners. The book includes prayers and catechisms and a list of 163 rules for children's behavior at home, church, school, and all times and places in between. There was hardly any facet of life that wasn't addressed. At church, the youngster was admonished, "Fix thine eye on the minister. Let it not wildly wander to gaze on any person or thing. Be not hasty to run out of the meeting house when the worship is ended, as if thou wert weary of being there. And on the way home, walk decently and soberly, without haste or wantonness, thinking upon what you have been hearing." There were, of course, dinner table rules. "Sit not down till thou art bidden by thy parents. Stare not in the face of anyone, especially thy superiors, at the table. Smell not of thy meat, nor put it to thy nose. Turn it not the other side upward to view it upon thy plate." If there were company for dinner or visitors in the afternoon, the children were not to sing nor hum. "Gnaw not thy nails, pick them not, nor bite them with thy teeth. Spit not upon the fire, nor sit too wide with thy knees at it." Even when the child was playing with his friends, there were rules. "Go not singing, whistling, or hallooing along the street. Be not quarrelsome. If thy companion be a little too gross or sarcastical in speaking, strive not to take notice of it. Adventure not to talk with thy companions about thy superiors. Children must meddle only with the affairs of children." Moody admonishes the children to heed these rules because there is, quote, "scarcely a sadder sight than a clownish and unmannerly child." And he promises that the rewards of manners learned and practiced in childhood would be reaped throughout one's life and extend beyond one's death. "By carefully observing these methods," he writes, "your superiors will esteem you, your inferiors will honor and admire you, and your equals will delight in you. Praise shall be your attendant all your life long, and your name shall outlive the envy of the grave. The encomium of every survivor shall embalm your memory."